Hey, Aleph, 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 on the bottom. No Sein Adam Malach and Bani Lenachtom, Kadesh Yiskelo Eru, Divra Velezim. A person can give money to a storekeeper or to a baker and tell him that he wants to buy a portion of bread. Why? For a shituf that should be part of the Eruv. When the people come to him to buy their part in the Eruv, he should have a part also. The Chachamim Amar, Lo Zok Lo Mosav. The Chachamim hold, we'll explain one second, we'll see Rashi why, but he's not Kona a portion, and therefore he has no portion in the Eruv. Voting. Both Rav Elezer and the Chachamim agree, Bishar Kol Adam, Shezokol Mo'osav, that by other people, who's not a storekeeper, and not a baker, that if he gives him money, it helps. Shein Ma'arvin L'Adam, Elamidaito. Because you can't make an error for somebody unless he knows about it. It has to be with his consent. And we'll see in one second which kind of error this is talking about. The Gemara discussed it. Am Rabbi Yehuda, Mabent Varim Amurim, Beruvei Tchumim. Rabbi Yehuda says that's only by Beruvei Tchumim, where it's not a total schus, because whatever he gains one side, because of the Eruv, he loses on the other side. Avu Beruvei Chatzeros, Ma'arvin Ladaito, Shalom Midaito. Vishal Zachin Lo'adam, Shalom Bavanav, Bein Chavim Lo'adam, Shalom Bavanav. But by Ruvei Chatzeros, where it's a total schus, in most cases, so therefore you can be Ma'arev Afilu Shelo Ledaito, because Zochin Lo'adam Shelo Befanav. You can do a schus for a person, even not in his face. No Sein Adam Molechin Bani, Shumocher Yayin, the Dori Mokum Avui. The storekeeper sells wine, you want to buy a portion of wine should be considered your part in the Eruv. Ola Nachtom, Mocher Kikros, the baker, Vidori Mobachotzer. Like we learned, Mavuei, Eruva, Shitufe Mavuos, you can do with anything, so that could be wine. And Eruve Chatzeros has to be with bread. So the Nachtom is going on Eruve Chatzeros, and the Chenveni on Shitufe Mavuos. She is Zakelo Be'eruv im Chaverov, im Yavol B'nei Amovli, V'kachas Mimcha Kikur Le'eruv, O Yayin L'Shituv, Yehli Chelet Bo. He tells the baker, when everybody else comes to buy bread for the Eruv, my Chelet should be also in what I bought. So you give to them what I bought, what I paid you for. Lo Zok Lo Mosav, Shein Mos Konos, because the halacha is that just by giving money, you don't make a kinyan. Right? Money is not kona min the rabbana. Min ha-Torah mos konos. But the rabbana made a takana that money shouldn't make the kinyan, only when you take possession of it. You're moshechim. You bring it into your rishus. So therefore, the fact that he gave the baker money is meaningless. He doesn't own any bread. Vafilu hiru v'chenvani haseh v'cholo acherim v'zich agam haseh. And even if the chenvani decided to be a nice guy and be mezake him with the Eruv, enu Eruv. Shari lo niskam mezake slo b'mat neschinam kishar mezake. He didn't have in mind, first of all, he never had in mind to give this guy a present. He intended to give him what he bought, and he didn't buy anything. El lichno samor, marino kenuyalo. To give him the most, and in konos, losom chadaiti gai, velo avitaiti laknuye. Benim sumarit lo, bimoosok shom bitaito. So it comes out that even if the chenvoni had intention to be mazakim in the Eruv, not in what he bought, that won't help. Because this guy had kavana to buy part of the Eruv. He didn't have kavana that the chenveni or the nachtom should be mezakeh. So he's mezakim shlomidaito. Either the chedmani is thinking that he's giving him what he owns, and that's what the eruv is, or even if the chedmani thinks that he's giving it to him for free, that won't help, because I had intention to buy my chelik in the eruv, not that the chedmani should give it to me through sechus. And since I didn't have in mind that he should be mezakim me, doesn't help. Shlomidaito. Modi, Mishar Kulodim, the Torah Shmigmara, Balabayas, Shomer Lo Chavera, Helich Mozu, Uzacha Zecheli Beirut, right? Somebody gives his friend, who doesn't sell bread, doesn't sell wine, money, and he says, Be Mesakami, with this money, the Eruv, obviously doesn't mean to buy bread or wine, the guy's not selling it. So what does he mean? He means, take this money, and go buy me bread, and be mezakeh me the eruv. That's mitaito. So the other person buys the bread, and he's mezakeh to him, it works. Shekana eruv, the oil vein balabayas, rogel limkor kikros, lo nisgavin zeh, elo asoso shliach. My intention is to make you a shliach, to go buy bread, and be mezakeh me that bread for the eruv. Menasek omerlo arevli. It's like he said, make an eruv for me. The gavi chenveni gufei, yomerle arevli, I'm in a big market, kani, by the chenveni too. If he told him, right, take the bread that you have and be mezakeh me with the eruv, that would help too. The problem with the chenveni is that when he gives him the money, he's intending to buy bread, and that doesn't help. Shein ma'arvin lo lo'ad ha'velo v'taito, hilka gavi chenveni, when he gives to the storekeeper, he's intending to buy for the sake of the eruv. That doesn't help. He didn't make him a shliach to make him an eruv. He wanted to buy his portion of the eruv, and that didn't help. So even if the chenvoni decides to do him a favor and to mezakeh him with the eruv, the guy didn't have kavanah for that. So that's shlomidaito. Avol im moshach kikur v'nicho etzlo l'kach shviach oso. But if he made mishicha on the kikur and he left it with the chenveni, and then the chenveni was mezakeh him with that kikur that he bought, that he made a kikur on for an eruv, that helps. Eruv etchumim chovulo shemavset l'tzad ha'achir. But he gave Ruvei Techumen, it's a chov to have a Ruvei Techumen. Because what you get extra because of the Eruv, you lose on the other side. The Shema, he don't know Achla. Maybe he doesn't want it. And therefore, it's not a schus. But if we know for sure that this is what the guy wants, then it helps. Because we know for sure it's a schus. Okay. My time in the Melezer, Holo Moshach, the Chora, the Rabbonan, we explained. He intended to buy bread for the Eruv, and he didn't buy anything, because most are not common. So why is Rabbi Lezer all that does help? Hello, Moshach. He never made Peshicha that the Eruv should be his. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabbi Baravo, Aso Rabbi Lezer, Kedalit Prokim B'Shoda. Rabbi Lezer made this like the four times of the year, where we'll see the Rabbanan said that money does help. For a certain thing, and here the same thing. This man, b'dalit prokim elu, mashkitim asatabach balkorcho, afilu shor shove elav dinner, v'ein velokeach elav dinner echot, kofin also lishon. Four times a year, Tosus brings down their Erev Yontif Rishon Shal Pesach, Erev Pesach, Erev Yontif of Shmini Atzeres, Erev Yontif of Shavuos, and Erev Rosh Hashanah. And in the Galil, where they used to make big sudas, Leil Erev Yom Kippur, not just in the daytime, Erev Yom Kippur also. Then it's the people were no way to make big sudas for Sukkot, for Sukkot mat, not the first day of Sukkot, because they're too busy with what's it called, the Elul of the Nesukah, to start preparing big meals for the first day of Sukkot. But Erev Pesach, they made a big suda for Leil Pesach, and Erev Shmini Atzeres, and Erev Rosh Hashanah, and Erev Shavuos. And Tosfos and Avodah Zorah says that these days were special, not just that Stam Yom Tov, except for Sukkot, they made big big sudas. But these days were special. Pesach because of Cheres, the Seder, Shavuos, because everybody holds Yedid Lachem at Shavuos, Shmini Atzeres, because of Simchas Torah, because it's a special Yom Tov for Klal Yisrael, and Erev Rosh Hashanah, because a mitzvah to be marbe, besud on Rosh Hashanah, to show that you're confident that the din will come out okay. So, but there was no special reason for the first day of Sukkot, therefore they didn't Padafka make extra big meals. So in these days, people had to have meat. So we forced a shulchan. Even if there weren't a lot of people asking for meat, it was one guy, and the shulchan was afraid that he'd be stuck with all this extra meat. We forced him to share, even if there's one person who wants a kezayis. Lefichach, but since we force him to share, it's as if the oni already owns the, not the oni, the person who's wants to buy the meat already owns it when he gave his money. Because we force him to shecht it if this guy gives his money. Therefore, in Mace, if the shore dies, Mace the Lokeach, then even though the Lokeach only gave money, the it's considered like it's his already, the portion that he bought, and he takes the loss. Even though he didn't take possession of it yet, he didn't make Mashiach. You'll see that's the final maskon of the Gemara. The Gemara is going to ask the question, how does it work? Where it says, Mesa Lokeach Olam Moshach, why should the Lokeach take a loss if the animal dies before the Shechita, right? Lechora, he never was Moshe, he only gave money. And money's not Kona, it's not his. It still belongs to the Shochet. He should take the loss. Amar Avhuna B'Shemoshach. No, it's talking where he made Mashiach already. He was Moshech, the shore, for his portion. He made Mashiach on the shore to be Kona, the portion that he was buying. Where it says, Yachem HaSeifa. If he made Mashiach, look at the Seifa. B'Shar Yimos HaShonein, okay. The rest of the year, we don't force the Shochet to Shech. If he decides he doesn't want to Shech that animal, because he only has one buyer, because the rest of the meat may go bad, because he has nobody to sell it to, he doesn't have to shecht. Therefore, in Meis, Meis L'mochen. If this guy gave his money, but he didn't make, but what, he gave his money, and the animal died before the Shechita, then the mocher takes the loss, not the lokeach. So, Amai, Meis L'mochen, Amai, HaMoshach. Amai said, if it's talking where he made Mashiach, then it's his meat already. His meat died. So why should the Lokeach take the loss? Amr Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Lolam B'Shalom Mashach. Elamai must be talking where he did make Mashiach. But Hachamai Eskinan B'Shezichalo Adidei Achim, where the guy was Mezakeh to him through somebody else. B'Talit Prokem Elu Deschusu Lo Zochin Lo Shlo Mefonav. So the butcher was Mezakeh the meat that this guy bought, that portion, to him. So, by the four times a year, it's a schus for the person to be able to have meat. So, therefore, he's kodeh. If he's kodeh, and the animal died before the shechita, he loses. But, b'sharjimon sashona, t'chovulo, but the rest of the year, maybe the guy doesn't want the meat so badly. So, he doesn't want to be kodeh early. Right? He doesn't want to get a kinyan in that thing early, because he's afraid maybe Taka will die. The other time, it outweighs his desire to have meat, outweighs those chashashos. Usually animals don't die before the shechita. So what's his schus? He's calling. Mashain came the rest of the year. It's not such a great schus to have meat, and therefore the guy doesn't want to be calling early. Zo'n enige oven lolon. El bevallen. Since it's a chow, you can't, the butcher can't be bezaken the detail. So that's one pshat. Rabbi Ilo Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ilo said a different pshat. Bedalit prokem elu, eminu chachovim divrei matibrei Torah. These four times a year, since we forced the shochet, the shech, for even one customer, so the Rabbanan left the halacha that Moses called it. The Torah says that if you give money, you're called it. Rashi says we learned it from Hektish. Just like in Poda Hektish with money, call chicane, what's it called, you can be called it from a hedge. And Tosla says, because Stab Kidyanim and the Torah are with money. Most things the Torah speaks about is Kinyani Kesef. So obviously Kesef is Koda. So these four times a year, since we forced the Shochet, the Shech, the Rabbanan said that we're leaving the Halacha Deraisa, that money is Koda. And it's going to be to the detriment of the Lokeach and the benefit of the Mocher, because we're forcing it to Shech. The rest of the year, we leave it to regular Halacha, that the Rabbanan said that bogs are not koda, and you have to make mishicha. Yom Rav Yochanan, Dvar Torah mos konos. From the Torah, money is a kinyan. Why does the Rabbanan take away the kinyan of money and say you're not koda until you make mishicha? Gzeira shem yomer lo nisrafu chitecho baliyah. We're afraid the person will give money, let's say for Tavua. He'll buy wheat. He'll give the money, and he won't yet take possession of the wheat. So the wheat will be by the mocher, but the mocher doesn't own it anymore. And a fire happens. The mocher is not going to expend his energy to save the other guy's wheat. And you could be talking even a case where the mocher is not chayev as a shomer. He told the guy, get your stuff out of my house. So he's not any kind of shomer on it. So he's not chai of anything. Or he's a shomer chinuch, and what's it called, and it's pretty was a boshayim. He just won't make an extra effort to save the chitim. So therefore the Rabbanan said that the other guy doesn't take possession, he doesn't own it until he takes possession, and it's out of the other guy's rishus. So if there's a fire, while it's still in the mocher's, for sure, it's the mocher's chitim. So they'll save it. Right? It's not, the other guy's not going to lose because he doesn't expend the energy. Rashi. So same thing over here. In our case, by the Rebbe Lezer holds, when you give money for an Eruv, since Eruv is only to Rabbanan, and the person wants the Eruv, so we leave it on the Din HaTorah that Moses is called. And he actually is called the bread from the Nachto, and he has a portion of the Eruv. Rashi, Medalit Prokib, the Metaritz of Yochanan Lekabod, the Aminu Bohen Chachomim Divrei Amalti Torah. These four times of the year, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Ilo said that hey, Rabbi Yochanan, that the Rabbanan left the Kinyan Mos as it was for the Torah. The Mos Kodos, Afkan, that they ticket Shabbos, and me do divrei about the Torah. So too, over here, the Rabbanan left the halacha like the Torah that Moses called it. Bedalit prokem elu, beperek oso v'yaspeno b'chulin, the Gemara in Chulin explains which of these four times of the year, Erev Yotiv Rishon Shal Pesach, Erev Yotiv Shul Hatzeres, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yotiv Achrat Shul Chag. The Erev Yom HaKippurim begolu. Ve'ele lokeach mosu ashor el adiner shenosu lo diner vod yom. The lokeach gave the guy money for the meat that the guy is going to shecht later. Mishav adiner basar, to buy one diner worth of basar from this whole animal. In beis ashor of the lokeach mashenosu. If the shore dies, the lokeach loses his money. Ein okein, ein mashchitin oso hakorcho. The rest of the year, we don't force a shochet to shecht an animal if he only has one customer. The ibratz of tabach masu losa dinner. And if the tabach sees he has no other customers, he can return the money. He doesn't have to shecht it bal korcho. B'shezichalo tabach lelokeh b'shor zeh shovet hinder al yidei acher. Shemosra ashor l'acher v'omer lo zichay lo bo b'shem ploni. V'hu lo aso shliach lo so acher azocha b'shvilo. So the first Teretz Gemara says is where the chenveni or the shochet gave the shore to somebody else and said, pick up the shore or be moshech the shore, that person should be koda the dinner worth of meat in it that he paid before. So already it's like mashicha, because he was mazake him through somebody else. So during these four times of the year, zechusulo, laotzi mos, velitnos baser, shakol darka bekach. That's what everybody wants. His main concern is buying the meat. He wants to have a shochet who's going to shecht for him, even if he's the only customer. So it's a schus. Therefore, he's kodah. Chov lo, the rest of the year, it's a chov, because he has to pay for the meat. And he's not so interested in getting the meat, dafka. Dvar Torah mos kodos, dechsiv v'podah min ha-hektish, v'nosan ha-kesef v'kodlo. The kalvachomer v'lokeach min ha-hedyah. If you kodah something and take it out of the reshus of hektish, by giving money, kol shekein, you take it out of the reshus of hedyin if you gave money. Nisrufuchitecha, shenosateli mos aleihen, you paid me, but it's your, what's it called, chitin, now it's yours. You paid me, it's yours. Hilgach mokbina lo reshus mocher, ki hechid labit lipser nafshi olayim, v'nitrach latzuli. Therefore we leave it in the reshus of the mocher, that if there's a fire, he'll save it because it's his. And he won't not save it because it belongs to the other guy. Okay? Umodim is sharkol odom. Man sharkol odom. Who's these other people? Omara balabayas. If you give money to a stam balabayas and you tell him, what's it called? Make an eruv for me with this, then it helps. Because obviously you're not buying anything from him. You're making him a shliach to go buy something with your money and make you an eruv. V'chein omar Shmuel balabayis. Domar Shmuel lo shonu el anachtum. Ava balabayis kona. Domar Shmuel lo shonu el amo. It's only to give money to the nachtum that doesn't help. Because mo's are not kona. Ava kli kona. If you gave a kli to the nachtum, then you're kona with chalipin. Chalipin is kodah, and it belongs to the lokeach, and therefore you have a share in the eruv. V'omer Shmuel lo shanu elat omer lo zecheli. He said, "Bizocheli, part of the eruv with the money I gave you." Then we assume that if he gave it to a baker, he means he wants to buy it, and that doesn't help. Avol omer arevli shliach shavi v'kodah. But if he said, "Here's money, and make me an eruv," that means, he means take the money, buy something for me, and make the eruv for me. That's for sure, even by a nachtum. Because he didn't intend to buy from the nachtum, he intended to give the money for the nachtum, and the nachtum will buy something, or whatever, and make the eruv for him. And then it's bitaito. If the nachtum decides to take some of his bread for this dinner, he's doing it bitaito of the person who asked him to make an eruv for him. Rashi, aval kli kintit suder, kli is chalipin, it helps. Balabai is precious time of the hell. El adomer zecheli, delo shadi shliach. Where he said, here's money, and I want to buy, like, bizakami bread for the money, he meant to buy the bread. That doesn't help. He didn't make him a shliach to make the eruv. He just wants to buy bread from him. Elikishar mochrim the alba. He's like buying from any salesman. Avili mamar arevli. But if he said, make an eruv for me, then what he's doing is making the nachtom a shliach to make the eruv. And then it helps. The sabach adayte, the kaimalon chazoka shliach osa shlichuso. Whatever way the nachtom will do it, I'm sober that he'll do it. If he wants to give me some bread, if he wants to give it to me and keep my dinner, whatever he wants to do, however he makes the Erev, is okay with me. The Perebuch of Arvin, Yilkach Ma'arev L'taitehu, and therefore, it's L'taito. I want you to make an Erev for me. Okay. Amar of Yehuda, Mamed Farim Amurim. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halachik Rebbe Yehuda. The Halach is like Rebbe Yehuda, that only by Erev Eitzchumen do you have to have Taito. But by Erev Echatzeros, it helps even Shalom Eitaito. The low owed, and the kol makom sheshoda Rabbi Yehuda be'erevin halacha kamosa. Not only that, wherever we have Rabbi Yehuda in the halachas of erevin, the halachas like him. Amar le Rav Chana bar Tisa, the Rav Yehuda. Rav Chana bar Tisa said to Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, afilu l'mavui shenitlu karosam or lechayam. The halachas like Rav Yehuda, even in the halacha that he said that if you have a mavui and the korah or the lechi was taken down on Shabbos, the Erev is still good. Is the halacha like him, even the Rabbi that? Omer lei be'erevin amarti. I'm only talking about the schus of the Erev of the pas. There, it's purely the Rabbanan, and therefore the halacha is Rabbi Yehuda. The lowa mechitzas. But over here, if the mechitzas were taken down, that's more chomer, that's not the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda. Omer le Ravacha Marei de Rav Larvashi, Halacha Mechlau de Plige, if you have to paschen like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Halacha is only by Eruvei Tchumin, that it doesn't help Shalom Eidaito, but not by Eruvei Chatzeros, that means the Rabbanan who argue say that even by Eruvei Chatzeros it doesn't help. L'chora, V'omer Rabbi Yishuv et Levi, Kol Mokom Shor Rabbi Yehuda, Emosai, Uvadeh, the Mishnah Seinu, Ela Leforish, Divrei Chachamim. That L'chora, there's no argument. Wherever it says, Emosai, or Badeh, in the Mishnah, Tosus points out, only in the Mishnah. In a Braisa, this rule doesn't apply. But wherever Rabbi Yehuda argues, or Rabbi Yehuda says, Badeh Tvorim Amurim, he's not arguing on the Chachamim, he's explaining them. So over here, it says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Bamed Dvarim Amurim. Meaning, when did the Rabbanan say that you have to make the Erev Midaito? That's only by Eruvei Tchumin. So he's explaining the Chachamim. And then Mela is Lomachlokas. So why do you have to pass with like Rabbi Yehuda? Nobody argues. By Eruvei Chatzeros, everybody holds that it helps Shalom Midaito. So where it says, Lo Plige? It's not true. I'll show you the Rabbanan do argue, and they hold that Eruv Echatzeros also has to be Midaito. For Anatzad, we have another Mishnah that says, Nisos Fualehim, if you had new people who came to the Mavui, so Moshe Fumazakeh, Vetzorech Lotia. We have the Mishnah before. New people, you have to be Moshe to the Eruv, and you Mazakeh to them, and you have to tell them. Mashmid only helps Midaito. And that's a Ruvi Chatzeros. Where it says, no. Chosim b'chotzer should be in shnei mavuos. There it's talking about a chotzer that's between two mavuos, and you can only be a shutif with one mavui. Because Rashi holds, and many Rishonim, that if you're a shutif with both of them, doesn't help. Right? The fact that you're a shutif with this mavui asks you on the other one. And if you're a shutif with the other one, asks you with this one. So you can't be a shutif with both. You can only be a shutif, that chatzer can only go with this mavui or with the other mavui. Because the two mavuos didn't make an Erev together. So the two mavuos are also one to the other. So if this guy is shayach to both, he's usher. Because he's shayach to two people, he's usher to be it. Mashen Kain, the Rambam holds that you could be a shutif with both mavuos. And he can carry to this one, he can carry to that one. We had the sukkah before. And therefore the problem only is, since we're not sure, does he want to have so many people walking through his chatzah? Maybe he only wants to be a shutuf with one mavui, and not with the second one, because the extra amount of people, maybe he doesn't want those extra people. And therefore it's a chov. Therefore everybody agrees, by Eruvei Chatzeros, If it's a chol, they have to do it bizaita. But most, they rule the chaseros, is not a chol. The omer of Shizbi, omer of Chizda, Zosaderes, Chalukin alav chaverov, Arab Yehuda. I, Rav Shizbi, said in the name of Chizda that the Chachomim argue on Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda holds only by Ruvei Tchumim, and the Chachomim hold even by Ruvei Chaseros, yes, the title. Ella, Gavra Karobis, Marsha, Pligi. The Marsha, Erachinami, Rav Yeshua Ben Levi holds that wherever it says, Bameh, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue, he's explaining. And Rav Shizbi, in the name of Rav Chizda, says not like that. He says that even when Rabbi Yehuda says Badeh, he's passively arguing. So there's a different Amorayim, whether you hold to this klal or not. But Rav Shua ben Levi, Taka holds to this klal. And whenever Rabbi Yehuda says Badeh, the Mishnah, he's not arguing, he's explaining. Okay, just a few things here from before. From this sugya, it seems like the halacha is that the fact that the chedvoni, or the balabayas, can take the bread that belongs to the, person who wants the Erev. And the Zaka and Erev with that bread. In other words, what he does is he gives it to somebody else and he says, be the Zaka this bread for so and so, right? And he paid for it. It's his bread. But he doesn't really get the ownership yet. So he's Mazaka to him through somebody else and he's Mazaka him the Erev. So the Ramah, according to the Gra, this is the Makor, says from here you see that Zachin L'Adam Shalom B'Fadad is not only Zachin Le'Adam but even Zachin Me'Adam. In other words, if I want to take my bread and then Zach it to you through somebody else, then you should have an Eruv, that's for sure good. It's a total schus for the other person. He doesn't have to spend any money. He's getting this totally for free. But if I want to take his bread and be mezakeh him, maybe he doesn't want to spend that bread. Maybe he's trying to get it for free. So therefore, the Ketos HaChoshen holds, there's no such thing as mezakeh a person with something of his own thing. Zochin le'odim, but not zochin me'odim. But the Ramah also knows, if it's a tzos, then you can even take his thing and be mezakeh from him to him. Okay. The Galacha Mos Kamos. The first of all, this Masevis points out that Chora, if I buy a dinner worth of meat in a shore, okay, and I wasn't Moshe, I just paid for it. Why is this shochet and there's a fire not going to save the shore? 99% of the shore still belongs to him, so he's not going to save it because 1% belongs to me. Says the Svasemis, the Lo Plug, Sister Rabbanit said that you're not called with Mos, because it could be that there'll be a fire and the guy won't, right? In any case, either when that Svara doesn't apply, Mos aren't called. It's Lo Plug. The Kilos Yaakov has a shayla like this. When the Rabbanit said that money's not called, you need Mashiach. What's Shah? They were mevatel the kiddush completely, and as if you didn't give money. So, therefore, it doesn't belong to me at all. And it's the money is bechlal, has nothing to do with the kodah. He's not a shomer on that money. Or, no, the kinyan helps, but they said that the other guy can back out. He can back out until he's Moshe. Nafkamina, he says, is could the mocher use the money? If it's a kinyan till I back out, right, so the money was given by kinyan, I can use it. But if it's not a kinyan b'chlal, then I'm not a shomer on the money, can't use it. Brother Rav Gamini will say in a second. Another machlokes is the what happened over here? Did they make the thing, the money, in the hands of the mocher, that he could be choser, right? Or that he's chayav ba'altshit too. The let's say the lokeach is choser, okay, but the something happened to the thing. Who's chayav? So again, if there's a kinyan, but they gave the guy the right to back out. So then, what's it called? This mocher has no connection anymore. So he's not chay. But if there's what's it called? There is a kinyan. It's just that the other guy has a right to back out. Then he's chay. He even bones him. Okay. Chatzu shemayt shnei mavu. As we said, that if the person says clearly, right, which of the two he wants to be part of, or if a person says clearly it's a schus for me, or even by Yeruvei Tchumin, if he says for sure I want the Eruv, that for sure helps, because then it's a schus, even if he didn't make the other person a shliach, but he was Megalat Das, then it's a schus, that's good enough.